The Dean looked at some sketches he'd made on a rock. "How hard can it be to build a boat?" he said. "People with bones in their noses build boats, and we are the end product of thousands of years of enlightenment. Building a boat is not beyond men like us, Senior Angler." "Quite, Dean. All we have to do is search this island until we find a book with a title like Practical Boat Building for Beginners." "Exactly. It'll be plain sailing after that, Dean." He glanced up and swallowed hard. Mrs. Whitlow was sitting on a log in the shade, fanning herself with a large leaf. The sight stirred things in the senior wrangler. He was not at all sure what they were, but little details like the way something creaked when she moved twanged bits of the senior wrangler as well. "You all right, senior wrangler? You look as if the heat is getting to you."
"Just a little warm, Dean."
The Dean looked past him as he loosened his collar. "Well, they haven't been long," he said. The other wizards were walking down the beach. One advantage of a long wizarding robe is that it can be held like an apron, and the chair of indefinite studies was bulging at the front even more than usual.
"Found anything to eat?" said the senior wrangler.
Yes.
"Fruit and nuts, I suppose," grumbled the Dean.
Yes, and then again no," said the lecturer in recent runes. "It's rather odd."
The chair of indefinite studies let his burden spill out onto the sand. There were coconuts, other nuts of various sizes, and assorted hairy or knobbly vegetable things.
"All rather primitive," said the Dean, "and probably poisonous."
"Well, the bursar's been eating things like there's no tomorrow," said the lecturer in recent runes.
The bursar burped happily.
"That doesn't mean there will be," said the Dean. "What's up with you fellas? You keep looking at one another."
We've tasted a few things too, Dean," said the lecturer in recent runes.
"Ah, I see the gatherers have returned," roared Ridcully happily, walking towards them.
He waved three fish on a string.
"Anything resembling potatoes in there, chaps?"
"You're not going to believe any of this," mumbled the lecturer in recent runes. "You're going to accuse us of trickery."
"What are you talking about?" said the Dean. "They don't look very tricky to me."
The chair of indefinite studies gave a sigh.
"Have a coconut," he said.
"Did they go off bang or something?"
"No, nothing like that at all."
The Dean picked up a nut, gave it a suspicious look, and banged it on a stone. It fell into two exact halves. There was no milk to spill out. Inside the husk was a brown inner shell full of soft white fibres. Ridcully picked up a bit of it and sniffed.
"I don't believe this," he said. "That's not natural."
"So," said the Dean, "it's a coconut full of coconut. What's odd about that, then?"
The Arch-Chancellor broke off a piece of the shell and handed it over. It was soft and slightly crumbly. The Dean tasted it.
"Chocolate," he said.
Ridcully nodded.
"Dairy milk by the taste of it, with a creamy coconut filling."
"That's not possible," said the Dean, his cheeks bulging.
"Spit it out, then."
"I think I might perhaps try a little more," said the Dean, swallowing. "In a spirit of inquiry, you understand."
The senior wrangler picked up a knobbly, bluish nut about the size of a fist and tapped it experimentally. It shattered, but was held together because of the gooey contents. The smell was very familiar. A careful taste confirmed it. The wizards regarded the nut's innards in shocked silence.
"It's even got the blue veins," said the senior wrangler.
"Yes, we know. We tried one," said the chair of indefinite studies weakly. "And after all, there is such a thing as breadfruit."
I've heard of it," said Ridcully, "and I might believe there's such a thing as a naturally chocolate-covered coconut, because chocolate's a kind of potato."
"A bean, possibly," said Ponder Stibbons.
"Whatever, but I damn well don't believe there's such a thing as a mature, l'encre blue, runny cheese nut."
He prodded the thing.
"But nature does come up with some very funny coincidences, Arch-Chancellor,"
said the Chair of Indefinite Studies. "Why, I myself, as a child, once dug up a carrot, which, most amusingly, looked just like a man with an..." said the Dean.